Warning, the podcast Under the Stairs is not safe for work. We'll feature movie spoilers and language which most listeners may find offensive. Brought to you in conjunction with Legion Podcast Network. Welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. Everyone, and welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. This is bonus episode number 79. I'm your host, Duncan McLeish, and welcome to the show. On bonus episode number 79, we are kind of continuing a trend of bonus episodes of late by looking at another cinematic horror title that came out just a couple of weeks ago. On this episode, we will be reviewing the Blumhouse Studios release of Truth or Dare. That's right, we'll be taking a look at that movie with a non-spoiler and spoiler review. Now, because it is a recent title, there's a good chance that you've not seen it yet. I do not want to spoil your viewing of that movie. That being said, if you don't care, or if you've already seen it, stick around for that spoiler section where I'll go into detail about why I give it the grade I do on this show. So that will be coming up after the first break. But here we are at the middle point of the week. We have already released one episode. This is our second. We have one more episode to release before the end of the week. That's right. Oh, we have an 88 Films Italian Collection Series review to release. And it's disc number 6 coming on Sunday. That's A Blade in the Dark by Lamberto Bava. That's right. Looking forward to that one. Many years since I saw that movie. So much so I can remember very, very little about it. So I can't wait to get back in and discuss that. Now, up front, we always like to do some housekeeping notes. And if you're on the Facebook group page, you will have seen that there's been a lot posted of late. You will know that as the merch stands just now, we're down to 90 Pugs pins. That's all that's left, and when they're gone, they're gone. So yeah, this is the last push for them to be sold off. You can buy one by going to tputscast.com, clicking on the merch tab. Or you can go directly to our merch site, which is tputscast.bigcartel.com, where you can also buy posters, the Baz V Horror artwork poster, and the Podcast Under the Stairs Year 2 The Void poster. Both of them are up there, and there's actually some pretty sweet deals if you buy a package of all of them together. So yeah, all that money comes back in to support the podcast. So if you haven't bought anything yet, you want to swing us a couple of pounds, bucks, dollars, euros, some other sort of currency, my mind's drawing a blank now on other currencies, then go across and leave us some coinage and get something pretty cool in return. But there's been other news dropping. The biggest bit of news that I put out just maybe a day, 2 days ago, is that at the end of this month, Podcast Under the Stairs is leaving the Legion Podcast Family Network. Now, like I posted on Facebook, when you say something like that in any capacity, the instant knee-jerk reaction is to assume that there's some sort of drama in the background or some sort of animosity, and that really isn't the case at all. Those that listen to other stuff that I do, other shows that I do, will know that I do a show with showrunner Bo Ransdell, who kind of is the mastermind behind Legion Podcast Network, and I do that with him every week. And me and Bo are really good friends. And, you know, I think the assumption is that we have had some sort of falling out. I've already had like 3 or 4 messages sent to me. I just want to confirm that is not the case at all. I'm really kind of trying to this year consolidate a lot of things that I'm doing through social media with the podcast. I'm going to be updating the website soon. Trying different merch things. You know, I really am experimenting. I'm getting to that, you know, almost 5-year itch stage with my podcast, that there's a couple of things that have been around for a while that I just kind of want to tighten up, and one of those things is the Legion Podcast Network. It's a great network. I can't recommend it enough. It's where I send anyone that asks me what podcast should I be listening to. I'm like, go to Legion. And there's tons, especially if you're a horror fan. There's so much stuff over there to check out, and so many new excellent shows that it kind of humbles me to hear any of those shows even mention Podcasts Under the Stairs as an influence, but all the new shows that are on the network are killing it. The kind of main reason is that since the inception of that network, Podcasts Under the Stairs has kept its main feed, which is where we get the majority of our downloads. In fact, if we add up our total downloads for last year, less than 10% actually comes from Legion. And whilst I love being on that network and it's great to promote shows and all the rest, it doesn't necessarily mean the end of the world if I kind of move everything back to just one feed. It frees up a bit of time for Bo to concentrate on some of those newer shows over there. And they've got some really cool ideas for really strengthening and boosting the network over the next year, which will require, you know, all hands on deck over there. And at that stage, I want to be doing my own things and kind of pushing my own stuff. So that's the main reason. So like I say, no animosity, no ill will. And if you're checking out any of these podcasts on the Legion Podcast Network feed, then if you want to keep listening to Podcasts Under the Stairs, just search us or use any of the show notes to come across and make sure you are subscribed to our RSS feed. And I'll be posting it in the show notes, the direct RSS feed for Podcasts Under the Stairs. So you can come across, subscribe there so you don't lose anything out. We've got a couple of weeks, so I'll probably be saying this a lot over the next couple of shows. But yeah, the plan is that the first episode that releases in June will be as Podcasts Under the Stairs purely and solely. And at that point, I would imagine Bo will remove or archive Podcasts Under the Stairs content over there. So just to let you know, so nothing surprises you moving forward. Okay, that's all the updates at the start. Let's jump out, let's have a break, let's listen to some music. When we come back, after the promos for shows that I love and trailer for our feature movie review, we're going to be discussing Truth or Dare, all that and more, right after this.
Lay your head down, child. I will let the boogeyman go. choices, son. One and the same, I must isolate you. Isolate and save you from yourself.
That are insightful, thought-provoking, and delivered by somebody who's trained to critically dissect every aspect of a motion picture without ever having to use obscenities?
Then you've got the wrong show. Kruger Nation Horror Podcast is ready to feed your slasher movie and exploitation needs. There'll be more blood, expletives, and titties than you can shake your grandma's beetle flaps at. Visit www.KrugerNation.com.
Oh, good God! A butthole casserole!
This is not a test. This is the Psychosemantic Podcast.
Announcing the commencement of the annual purge sanctioned by the U.S. government. Weapons of class 4 and lower have been authorized for use during the purge. All other weapons are restricted. Government officials of ranking 10 have been granted immunity from the purge and shall not be harmed.
A few days ago, I called the news the enemy of the people, and they are. They are the enemy of the people.
We have Ben Jacobs, that's the Guardian reporter, body slammed tonight by the Republican candidate Greg Gianforte.
Like living with a six-year-old.
Not able to be rushed this fast. It makes me nervous.
That is one big pile of shit.
Well, then you two learned a very important lesson today. Cops don't help.
It's a prank!
Now is not the time for fear. That comes later.
Can you fly, Bobby?
In the 20th century, the Senate voted on 7 Supreme Court nominees during election years, and it approved all but one.
So just to put a button on this, are you ruling it out 100%?
Yeah.
Are you crazy? Is that your problem?
Politics, movies, political movies. The Psychosemantic Podcast. Better known as the Psychosemanticast.
He did what we all must learn to do. You and you and you and you. Duck and cover.
I have to ask you, truth or dare?
Are you aware that Olivia is in love with your boyfriend?
No, she's not.
Will you stop?
Penelope.
Dare.
Make out with Olivia.
Let's get this party started.
Tight.
Carter.
Truth.
What are your intentions with our sweet Olivia?
I needed to find someone with friends that I could trick into coming here. I could tell Olivia was an easy target. I brought you all up here because I'm okay with strangers dying if it means I get to live.
What the hell?
The game is real. Okay, wherever you go, whatever you do, it'll find you.
You okay?
Something really weird has been going on ever since Mexico.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious. I'm seeing things.
truth or a dare.
Dare?
I know it sounds insane.
Just a little.
This fine young lady here dared me to show you my business.
Seen it before, not impressed.
Carter said, tell the truth or you die. Do the dare or you die.
Refuse to play.
You know what? Screw this.
And you die.
We're not playing the game. It's playing us.
So what do we do?
Only choose truth.
Marky's constantly cheating on Lucas. Lucas, wait.
I'm sorry. Touch me again and I'll break that hand.
Truth.
That's not how this works. Only the game decides.
Break Olivia's hand.
You have to do it.
Look, as pissed as I am at you right now, there's no way I'm gonna break your hand.
Well, you don't really have a choice. God, just do it. This game is too smart. Half the people in this photo are now dead.
We need to find what started all this.
How do we get out of this game alive?
You can't.
It only ends when all the players are dead. And your turn's next.
Dare me to choose which one of you to kill.
No! Truth or dare?
Welcome back. So you've just heard the trailer for our feature movie review of this bonus episode of Podcast Under the Stairs. We're looking at Truth or Dare, which was released in the UK on Friday the 13th back in April. So just about a month ago, almost a month ago. It's directed by Jeff Wadlow and stars Lucy Hale, Tyler Posey, Violet Bean, Sophia Ali, Nolan Gerard Funk, Landon LeBaron, I can't pronounce that, Sam Lerner, Bradley Smith, Hayden Seto, Morgan Lindholm, other folks are in this movie. Synopsis for this one is listed on IMDb is: a harmless game of truth or dare amongst friends turns deadly when someone or something begins to punish those who tell a lie or refuse the dare. Now, like I say, I'm going to put this into two sections. There's going to be a non-spoiler and a spoiler review for this movie. So if you haven't seen it, this is your warning up front. If you want to know absolutely sweet F.A. about this movie, then don't listen to this show. Skip on, listen to a previous episode of Podcast Under the Stairs or a future one, depending on when you're listening to it. If you are curious but don't want it spoiled, then you can listen to the first half of this review, because it's non-spoiler. If you have seen the movie, or don't give a fuck about spoilers, then continue listening on. I will give you a shout, and you can check in the time codes for when this review will turn spoilery. So let's discuss Truth or Dare. So I was kind of excited about this one, because Blumhouse were putting out, and Blumhouse have been on a bit of a roll as of late. They've put out God knows how many horror movies in the last year and a half, which I have raved about on here. It's been really exciting, really fun. One of their movies, you know, won an Oscar for your best screenplay in Get Out. Belko Experiment, ton of fun to watch. And even down to their kind of more, I want to say goofy, but Happy Death Day, I had so much fun with. I really, really liked that movie. So when they announced they were doing another kind of teen horror movie sort of thing called Truth or Dare, I was kind of on board from the go. I was like, well, it's Blumhouse. It's, you know, it looks like it has a kind of similar vibe, you know, kind of fun, creepy vibe as a lot of their properties. And, you know, it's kind of teen-based. And I like kind of teen-based horror because, you know, I watched about a million of them. So I was kind of looking forward to this one going in. And I mean, we'll start off with what I do with the non-spoilers. Is I tend to talk about things that I like and I don't like about the movie. It's shot very well. It's a very pretty looking movie. And the visual effects he used, none of them are bad. Really, you know, in terms of the CGI they're using, I don't think this is a movie that's going to age horribly, like 5 years, 10 years down the line. I think it'll probably sit quite well. I thought casting wise is difficult because I think the acting is good. I think the script is bad. Yeah, this is a really difficult one to talk about because, well, you can probably hear you can probably hear it in my voice. I really wanted to like this movie. I really didn't like this movie. I think the movie itself suffers particularly in the script. The script is not good. And as a result, you have fairly talented actors reading lines that just don't make sense, that don't feel accurate coming from these sort of kids, these kind of high school, college kids sort of thing. It just didn't make sense to me. It just didn't gel, didn't work. And I kind of felt like it was a mishmash of a lot of ideas that we saw in the late 90s. Now, I am aware that this movie is targeted at teenagers who would not have been around in the late 90s to have seen, you know, movies like I Know What You Did Last Summer or Final Destination or Urban Legend. I get that. I get that completely. But I have been. And as a result, you know, when sitting watching this movie, I started to see patterns, particular story turns and ideas which are not just like homage, but kind of feel plagiarised. And in the context of that, I found it very difficult to get my head around the movie. At this point, if you're trying to be a version of something like Final Destination, which this movie clearly is, then all you do through your not great acting and you know, not great script is remind me how much better a movie like Final Destination is and how much more I'd rather be spending time watching that movie. So yeah, that was a big issue for me. It was a huge issue for me. Plus, the story itself just didn't have the ramping up that I want from it. The game that's played in here, the Truth or Dare game, is a very juvenile game to link to the kind of real world consequence of dying. And I found some of the twists and turns just like this really juvenile, really, this is like high school bullshit in a movie which is trying to kind of be a bit more clever than it actually is. And that kind of stuck with me as well. I felt the movie trucked along at a great pace, so that's a credit to it. You know, I thought it didn't overstay its welcome too much, although it did play, like I say, the characters come across as really dumb in this movie, which annoyed me, because like when watching it, certain conceits happen, which I'll explain in the spoiler part. Whereas like that, you know, you wouldn't do that at this stage, or you wouldn't be like that at this stage, or you would acknowledge something at this stage which you're not doing. And that frustrated me a great deal when watching the movie, so much so that I got to the point where I think it was maybe even 15-20 minutes in, and I turned to my friend who was with me in the cinema. I was just like, oh, this is a special kind of bad, this movie. And it never really got better. And the ending was terrible. The ending that they swung away with, I feel was maybe there. It was like a kind of almost like an ode to something like Escape from New York. But it was shit. It was really, really, really bad. And yeah, it pains me to say that Blumhouse have put out a movie that I, you know, our standalone horror entity this year that I didn't like, considering they were on a tremendous successful run last year. But I mean, this movie is not for me. I'm fairly sure there'll be someone out there that liked it, and that's maybe the beauty of that film studio now, or you know, the producers behind all these things, is that they really want to be in a position where they can try and cater for all. And that's what they're trying to do with this one. I don't think I'm speaking out of turn. I remember seeing, I think it's got a 15% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes. So, you know, I ain't reinventing the wheel here. And it appears a lot of people hated it a lot more than I did, even though I didn't really like it to begin with. So yeah, if I was to grade this movie, I'd probably give it a 2. Didn't really like it. Didn't hate it. didn't hate it. There's nothing in this movie that could drive the ire in me up to the point that I would say that I hate the movie. But there's a whole lot of missteps in here. And what I needed, I personally think, is definitely a better script. Something for like some of these better actors to actually work with and bounce off. And what I needed was just a bit of QA. Someone should have been in here saying, teenagers don't talk like that. Or, you know, why would people act this way? And this feels very juvenile for the actual subject matter it's trying to convey. Feels a bit too high school-y. It feels like if Zoolander did 13 Reasons Why. That's kind of where Truth or Dare falls in. Zoolander meets 13 Reasons Why meets fucking Final Destination, but with none of the humour, none of the darkness, or none of the charm and horror of any of those. I think one of the big cardinal sins against this movie is I didn't find it even remotely scary at all. Their setups were just a bit too... You knew what was happening, so from the horror perspective, I think it kind of falls flat as well. So yeah, 2 out of 5 for this movie. So you've been warned. I have told you I'm going to spoil this movie, and that is what I'm going to do. And that movie, Truth or Dare, is getting spoiled now. So yeah, the story is about these kids who go on a spring vacation, spring break, down to Mexico, and while they're there, our lead character, who is a bit of a goody two-shoes, her friend is very depressed because her dad died by suicide like some years earlier. She's partying up but boozing a bit too hard, kind of cheating on the boyfriend that our main character kind of has a crush on, and she's commiserating at the bar, and she bumps into this rather charming young man who convinces a whole group of them to go up to this abandoned mission at the top of a hill, this kind of church-like building, where they all go up in there and play a game of Truth or Dare. And as they're playing it, they go around in a particular order, and when they finish it, the dude that's taking them up there basically tells them that, you know, they're fucked, you know, that he had to pass it on, that was part of the curse, he has to extend it out because they're coming for him, and he goes away. So they all go back as normal to their own lives back at college, and they're, you know, they're doing their thing and all the rest, but something's not quite right. The game has become real and is following them, and essentially what the game does is it occupies the people around them, makes their face warped, like these huge kind of elongated smiles on their face. Think the original Joker from the Michael Keaton Batman movie, or even go one step further, think the music video Black Hole Sun, and that's kind of what they look like. And they will force the people to play Truth or Dare. If they refuse to do both, they die. If they do a truth and they tell a lie, they die. And if they do a dare and don't perform the dare, they die. And that's the conceit of the story. The kind of Final Destination element is that they have to do it in the order they played the game, which, okay, right, maybe that's fine. And they also have this weird kind of unique rule which has come out as well, where after every 2 truths someone has to do a dare. So you can't get just away from just saying we'll do truths and that's all. And what we find out is behind all this is that when the previous kids had been in the mission playing this game, they'd kind of smashed a jar that contained this spirit, this Mexican kind of version of Loki, who had caused all manner of mischief and possessed their game. The game now being, you know, of real life stakes. And I'm kind of all down with that. That's kind of cool with me. I'm on board for that sort of thing. What I'm not on board with is the way the game unfolds. And it's all like, you know, truth or dare, you know, do you fancy this person? The truth or dare, have you ever slept with this person? All this kind of juvenile bullshit, which I'm like, is this what we're doing? Is this what merits death? And if so, then we get all this inner turmoil from them. Oh, you know, I can't say this, it'll break her heart and all the rest. Yes, it will break your friend's heart to admit that you fancy her boyfriend. But at the same time, I think everyone's old enough and mature enough to know if that's what saves your life, you do it. And there's just too much humming and hawing in this movie about, will I do it, will I not do it, can I do it, can I not do it, that it really started to irritate me. I didn't understand why we were working on things on such a macro level, but it's unveiling a story of our main character, her best friend, and the father that died, and who knows what, and other things in the background. Pivoting in the background of this is this guy who 1 minute loves her, then doesn't love her, then loves the other girl, and has to be true to himself, and all this stuff. A kind of gay Asian character who disappears for a huge swath of this movie, who was probably one of the more likeable characters in the movie, disappears for ages, then comes back, and then dies pretty badly in a kind of failed attempt to try and get his dad to do something. His dad's a cop, and because he steals his dad's gun, another cop kills him. And all this is happening, I'm thinking, you're this close, tight-knit group of friends. So when your friends are dying, you would be distraught. And no one sheds a fucking tear in this movie. No one sheds a tear. No one seems overly interested. But halfway through it, they've all consigned themselves to the fact, oh, we're going to die, so we might as well just get on with it. No one looks like they're having any fun making this movie. And that's what you need in a movie like this, is everyone on set knowing they're doing something fun and goofy and cheesy and camp. And it doesn't work that way. Then they start throwing a lot of mythology into the background, linking it to the church and, you know, demons and possession and all the rest. And they carry it through with this. And this is the bit that feels really forced. Like, we really need to explain why this demon has possessed this particular game, because he's a god of mischief and all the rest. And it slows the movie down unnecessarily slows this movie down to the point that I just couldn't understand why we were spending any time doing this particular thing either. And that trundles on, and then we build up to this ending where there's only three characters left. It's the boyfriend and the two women that love him, and he takes one for the team, sacrificing himself so they can try and outplay the demon who outplays them, so the game's still going on. So they live stream this, which somehow makes the game go out into the real world. And I didn't understand this at the end, because this girl obviously has an online presence. She doesn't have an online presence all over the world. You know what I mean? This isn't like the end of Independence Day where she's Morse coding the Brits. So, oh, the Yanks have solved it. You know, it's not like that. But we have this scene of her on her phone on YouTube Live, and people all over the world seeing this, and then they're inflicted with the curse as well. So, what? You've condemned the whole world to play your curse game. Is that what you thought at the end? And then we're supposed to be like, well, the game will continue on. And that's the ending. That's a fucking stupid ending. Sorry, it's a really bad ending. It's one that doesn't have any thought. It's one that hasn't merited the kind of fuck you world attitude. Because our main character, who sets all this up throughout this, has been someone that helps others. That's her whole job. She wants to volunteer her time to help build, you know, homes for the homeless. She even at one point gets asked a question about, would you sacrifice yourself, or would you sacrifice your friends to save 1 million people? And she says yes. But at the end of this movie, she reneges on that in a quite strong, adamant way to save her friend and herself. And it just doesn't make any sense. It's a terrible fucking ending. The acting, like I say, the actors are good, but the delivery of the dialogue is bad, because the dialogue is bad. I had real issues with the fact that no one could emote in this movie. No one could really emote. It reminded me so strongly of Tropic Thunder and the Ben Stiller character not being able to cry. It was like that in a really uncomfortable way, and the acting at times delivering some of the lines just felt like no one wanted to be here. To say this movie is a disappointment is an understatement. And when it finished, I thought, well, you know, it's been over a year since the Bye Bye Man, since I saw a movie at the cinema, which was a horror movie, which wasn't good to the point where I thought it was actually pretty bad. And Truth or Dare swung along and kind of broke that 1.5 year streak, because everything I've seen in the cinema has been great until this movie. It also goes to show that Blumhouse is not the impenetrable fortress of fantastic horror movies that I've claimed to have been for a while now. Every now and again they're going to put a foot wrong and prove that they are still human like they are, really. It's kind of flawed. The writing on the wall should have been there when reading the director's previous work. Jeff Wadlow in the past put out Crywolf, which I think came in about 2005, which is not a good horror movie. And he's a guy behind the Never Back Down, which I have often described as being like a cross between... It's like the MMA equivalent of Step Up. You know what I mean? Just like all these, like this hidden underground fight scene, which it just happens to be run by or controlled by, or, you know, the victors, the top of the tree, happen to all be high school students who just all happen to be bitching that mixed martial arts. Fuck that movie. Fuck this movie. 2 out of 5 for Truth or Dare. But as always, that's just my opinion. What did you make of Truth or Dare? Let me know. Come across to the Facebook group page and let me know if you saw this movie, what you made of it. What did you think of Truth or Dare? It's facebook.com/groups/TPutzCast. Right, I'm going to take my final break of the show. When I come back, I'm closing out, ladies and gents, right after this.
You're listening to the podcast Under the Stairs.
And you've been listening to the podcast Under the Stairs. This has been bonus episode number 79. This has been a special bonus review of the 2018 release from Blumhouse Studios. It's Truth or Dare. Yeah, not a fan of that movie at all, I'm afraid. I'll be interested to see if anyone actually liked it, because the general consensus of people that have seen it, that posted on the page, is that they didn't like it. Some people hated it a lot more than I did. Our good buddy Kev Nez really disliked this movie. So yeah, not a good one for me. And saying that, in the last 3 weeks I've reviewed, in fact in the last 4 weeks I've reviewed 4 horror titles that came to the cinema, and 3 of those titles I really enjoyed. So yeah, what it's proved to me is Unsane, excellent, Ghost Stories, excellent, and A Quiet Place, excellent. So yeah, if I have to watch those 3 movies and trade them off against one bad Truth or Dare, I will do that any day of the week. So like I also said at the start of the show, we have one more episode left in this week. That episode will be the 88 Films Italian Collection series of reviews, looking at disc number 6, A Blade in the Dark by Lamberto Bava. That's coming on Sunday. And there may or may not be an episode on Monday. I don't know, my plans for that have actually just fallen through as of tonight. So I will scramble to get another episode kind of sorted and out. It might just be me just doing a review, just myself. Or I may be able to scramble another guest last minute. So if no episode drops on Monday, what I might do instead is put out the Movie Club episode instead. So we have a release on Monday, failing that. The next episode will be a week today on Thursday after the 88 Films Italian Collection series. So there we go, just to give you a little heads up, folks. As always, there's a multitude of ways to check out the podcast Under the Stairs. I recommend you check us out on Apple Podcasts. Come across, subscribe to our feed. That way you get access to the episodes as and when they drop and access to the entire back catalogue. Please leave us a rating and a review after you subscribe. It's super important to this podcast. Ratings, 5 stars for example, the more of them we get, the higher up the iTunes charts were placed for people that are searching for horror podcasts. We will appear in that little chart there higher up. So it really does give us a bit of a profile out there for people to come across and check us out. We also like reviews. We've not had one in a little while, but they're the best way to support this show. Takes you seconds, doesn't cost you anything. Just put down why you like listening to podcasts Under the Stairs. And as always, word of mouth helps as well. Recommend this to your friends, family, or anyone that's looking for a decent podcast to listen to. You can also check us out at Stitcher Smart Radio, SoundCloud, Google Play, and the TuneIn app. Plenty of ways to check out what we do under the stairs. Also, you can come across and interact with us on our fantastic Facebook group page, facebook.com/groups/TPutzCast. Podcast, come to our website, dpuxcast.com. You can click the merch tab there. It'll take you to our merch page where you can buy enamel pins as well as posters. Or go directly there. It's tpuxcast.bigcartel.com. Nice and simple. Interact with the Baz and the Twin Prongs, our social media section. It's Instagram and Twitter. Both can be followed at tputcast. So there we go. Another Thursday down. It is almost the weekend, fuckers. I hope you have a fantastic time wherever you are, whatever the time zone is, and whatever you're up to in this big, bad world of ours. I will speak to you all on the flip side. This is Duncan McLeish broadcasting live from under the stairs, and I'm signing off.